This is Dr. Olivera dictating on August the 7th of 2023. August the 7th of 2023, the first patient is William Lewis. The last name is L-E-W-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old white male that is originally from Boston, that lives in North Carolina, and came down to Florida, and I had the opportunity to see him in the hospital in the latter part of July of 2023. The patient is a type 1 diabetic. He had what seems to me is a stroke that left him legally blind in the left eye. Doesn't have any cardiovascular complications and seems to have peripheral vascular disease. The patient used to be an avid smoker up until when he went to the hospital in respiratory failure. It was in a very poor shape, and after he was released from the hospital, he never went back to smoking. His main problem has been the blood sugar control. At the present time, he takes Lantus 60 units, and the blood sugar is all over the place. Has not been able to control, despite the fact that he has a continuous glucose monitoring. He has also a history of hyperkalemia that at the time of the admission to a hospital was related to the hyperglycemia. The patient didn't have proteinuria. The patient did have a proteinuria of 1 gram in 24, 1 gram per gram of creatinine. Today comes to the office for the follow-up of the condition, and the patient doesn't have any laboratory workup that was done as outpatient after the release from the hospital. On the 27th of June of 2023, the creatinine was 2.86. The estimated GFR 25 excretion of protein, 1 gram per gram of creatinine. The potassium came down from 5.8 to 4. He's following a low potassium diet. We are going to reevaluate this kidney function. In the ultrasound of the kidneys, there was thinning, bilateral thinning of the cortex, and multiple calcifications that are non-obstructive. Number two, the patient has a history of essential hypertension. The hypertension has been under control today, 135 over 84, and the patient has an estimated BMI that is 32. He is 224 pounds. He says that he eats only once a day, and we counsel him about that practice. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has to be reevaluated. Following number, the patient has a hyponatremia that has to be reevaluated. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is very well compensated ever since he quit smoking. Period. It is also important to state that this patient did not have anemia at the time of the hospitalization. Hemoglobin was between 13 and 14 grams. We are going to refer the case to endocrinology for blood sugar management, and we are going to reevaluate and make the necessary adjustments after the reevaluation. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the hospital admission and the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.